Once the logo signified a takeaway, soon it might be a fashion statement. If it looks like brown, the colour of the new McDonald's uniform is officially mocha, as in coffee, and the manager's shirts are said to be biscuit. Soon, all of McDonald's 67,000 staff will adopt the uniform, and as is obligatory in the company, they're loving it. But according to Bruce Oldfield, there were some initial design problems discovered during wearer trials.
We found that there was one particular design of shirt, and it chafed. And so, just by dint of it being very uncomfortable, rather than being a colour that the family didn't like to wear, we had to get rid of it, because we didn't want our girls, or our boys indeed, nipples chafed.
Designer uniforms are nothing new, of course. These BOAC designs were unveiled in 1969 with the help of Clive of Mayfair. The Queen's dress designer Hardy Amis designed uniforms for the Metropolitan Police in the same year, and in 1971, Christian Dior showed off these nursing designs. They appeared hopelessly impractical, although with plenty to cheer up bedridden males. So where can designer uniforms go wrong?
You don't want people to be dressed up like billboards. You want people to feel comfortable and on side with the messages of the brand that they are portraying. So, yeah, colours like red can be difficult with different skin types and those sort of things. So you have to design against that, which is usually why most brands will have a palette or a range of colours.
Now, McDonald's says the new uniform should help close the gap between the perception and the reality of working here. In other words, wearing an outfit like this should help staff feel more Julian McDonald than Ronald McDonald.
Thanks.
Brian Milligan, BBC News.